Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
To continue is a dissertation on the final countdown. You know, if you look at what's going on in the world today, that you've heard me say many times, although we're paying for the salaries of about 550,000 men in Afghanistan, and of course there are 50 members of Al-Qaeda there, we have 550,000 men to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Nobody in the media ever mentions this, but if it doesn't make sense, it's not logical. The Israelis fighting a war on terrorism release 1,027 convicted terrorists, to get back one soldier. Doesn't make sense. None of these things make sense. So there must be another reason. And that is why, of course, I think it's so important you understand that there are prophecies. They tell us what will happen in the latter days. And this is what the story of the final countdown is. Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story from where you left off.
Well, you know, that's kind of a little detour from what I wanted to address this morning, Dr. Monteith, but since you mentioned it, I just happened to be working on the section on worldwide upheaval on the final countdown study. And last time it took me one time, this time it's taken me three. There's that much more information. And the thing I'm getting ready to talk about, of course, is the rise of wars. And one of the aspects I wanted to spend some time on this Sunday, Lord willing, is the Ezekiel 38, the Gog and Magog prophecy. And as you opened up with Al-Qaeda and why these people and, you know, trying to annihilate Israel, you need to understand, folks, none of this is going to make sense unless you know your Bible. And the Bible clearly says in Ezekiel 38, 39, and other places, Daniel chapter 11 and onward, and talks about in the last days, okay, and keep in mind this was written about 2,500 or so years ago, and the Bible says that there's going to be a certain set of nations that are going to come against Israel. And who's going to help do that is going to be Magog. And if you look and you do your historical research, every one of those nations that were mentioned in the book of Ezekiel are all the nations right now as we speak, folks, that are coming against Israel. Magog is clearly defined in the text as Russia. Russia is the one who's arming Syria, which is one of these nations. They've got relationships with Iran, and they're the ones who are arming the people with this. And folks, you need to understand that was a prophecy that Ezekiel said would happen in the last days, that these nations, and I'm going to spill the beans, we can talk about that when we get to that later, Lord willing, but every one of those nations, guys, is happening right now, and even with Russia's involvement, exactly like the Bible said would happen 2,500 years or so ago, it's happening before our very eyes, every single one of them. In fact, what's an interesting thing, part of that judgment, these nations are going to lose because God is going to sovereignly protect Israel. Now, what's interesting, Ezekiel 39 says that one of the interesting things after God annihilates them, wipes them out for coming against Israel, trying to annihilate Israel, is it says there that the people of Israel there, who remain, are going to use their weapons for fuel. And it says there that their weapons for fuel, they're going to use it, they're going to use them to burn, and they're going to do that for 7 years. Now, that tells you two things. One, that's how many people were trying to come against Israel. If you look at Israel, Israel right now has got roughly a population of 8 million, a little bit below that. The combined Muslim nations that are coming against Israel, you know, we're talking hundreds of millions, okay? But still, they're going to lose. But, okay, God's going to wipe them out. So that's a whole bunch of weaponry that's left around. You're going, well, wait a second. When Ezekiel's writing that, you know, they made their weapons out of wood, you know, clubs and spears and things of that nature. We make our weapons out of metal. So how's that passage going to come to pass? Well, once again, Russia, Magog, who's helping arm these nations, they just happen to be using a new thing in their weaponry. You can check it out. It's called lignostone, okay, and it's actually made of wood, and it's actually stronger than steel. It's elastic, and they actually use it. It says it actually burns much better than coal. And so, what are the odds of even that taking place in the last days? We're thinking, well, you can't burn, you know, a metal M16 or something, AK-47 or whatever. Well, you can now because it just so happens not only is Russia fulfilling the Magog prophecy, arming all these nations that are mentioned in Ezekiel 38. But it just so happens in the last days that they're using a new material, lignostone, that burns really good. And that's exactly what the text says. Folks, we are getting that close. It's just the Bible is coming alive like never before. And yet, unfortunately, boy, are we distracted. And that's unfortunate. But that's why we wanted to put out this information. And that's why we wanted to continue on the topic this morning of the Jewish people, because there's so much more. Last time we talked about this, as you know, Dr. Monteith, we talked about 8 different signs from God that we know that you're getting the last days. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, but God clearly gives us a heads up when it's getting close. And we saw last time that that's when Israel would return to the land. That happened in 1948. Israel would become a nation again. They'd become a nation in one day. They'd become a united nation. Their currency would change back to the shekel, which it is. they would blossom as a rose in the desert, become a very fruitful land, even though it used to be complete desert wasteland. And that's happened too. They have a powerful military, and they become a center of world conflict. And that's exactly what we see in the news every day. And the odds of that, as we saw last time, was astronomical. It's impossible. It proves, even mathematically, yes, folks, mathematically, that the only way that one entity, i.e. Israel, could fulfill all those prophecies throughout human history, it's a miracle. It's God's getting our attention. Listen, you don't know the day nor the hour, but I'm at least giving you a heads up because I love you and I'm concerned about you. It's getting close. But, folks, it isn't just 8. There's a whole bunch more. Okay, the next big one that's on the pike, folks, that you need to be aware of is the Bible clearly says in the last days, Israel is not just going to come back to the Lamb. Okay, they're going to rebuild their temple. And that's huge because the Bible in the book of Revelation clearly says that you're not only going to have a temple, and that's only one passage, there's others. But it clearly says that you're going to have, in that passage, it talks about the ministry of the two witnesses, who get to do some supernatural things for half of the 7-year tribulation. It also talks about the Antichrist who comes against the two witnesses and comes up against them and kills them. But it also says, the Bible says in the New Testament, that this temple is the thing that the Antichrist is going to go up into halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. And so here's the point. How do you know it's getting close? Well, I tell you what, if you see any signs that Israel is building a temple, you know it's getting really close. Because you cannot have this ministry of the two witnesses, by and large, without it. And you certainly can't have the Antichrist, what he's going to do without this temple, because he's going to go up into it and declare himself to be God. And so that's a question. Do we see any signs? Yes. And folks, you need to understand, this isn't 100 years down the road. They're ready to build that thing right now, okay? And, you know, and some of the theories out there, people would say, well, wait a second. How are they going to pull this off? The Dome of the Rocks there. Well, coming back from the break, we'll let you know that, folks, it's a lot closer than you think.
We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor, you pick up the story there.
Well, again, Dr. Montine, how do we know we're getting close to the last days? Well, I'll tell you what, when you see the Israel people, the Jewish people, building their temple again, man, you know it's getting close because you have to have that temple for the Antichrist to go into and declare himself to be God. And folks, again, as we left off before the break, that's exactly what they're getting ready to do right now, which is a little side note. You know, I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but it makes you wonder if they're getting this close to building the temple, then maybe the Antichrist himself is already alive and well on planet Earth, and we just don't know who he is right now at this point. But we will know who he is because he is going to be the one who is going to make a treaty with the people of Israel for a set of 7 years, and that's what starts the seven-year tribulation. Okay, but anyway, so how do we know that they're really ready? Well, they got the plans ready to go. In fact, on our new study, you can see the actual 3D animation tour, inside tour, of a portion of the new temple, the Chamber of Hewn Stone. And this is the complex that they've built for the Great Sanhedrin, which, by the way, which is interesting, that's the ruling council that was in existence during the time of Jesus, his first coming, and who rejected him. And it's interesting, after 1,600 years, it just so happens, folks, the Sanhedrin are now back into existence. Unfortunately, I think what's going to happen, in fact, this is listening to some of the rabbis' writings, is they're getting ready to accept a false Messiah, which is going to be the Antichrist, and they know that they had to have the Sanhedrin in place. And it's just like, it's unfortunate they're going to make a secondary mistake. But anyway, so they got the plans ready to go. We share the actual plans, folks, with you. You can take the tour, and it's really kind of creepy because when you look at it, you go, whoa, wait a second, man, because the old temple was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans, and all of a sudden, they're not just wanting to build a temple. They got the plans ready to go, and you're actually taking a tour. We live in these days where we have the technology to do this. You're actually taking a tour, you're a fly-through tour of the insides of this chamber, of the temple, and you start to think, maybe for the first time in mankind's history, how unique it is, we have the technology to do this. We are looking at the actual complex that the Antichrist himself is going to go up and walk through and into the temple to declare himself to be gone. Folks, they're ready to go. It's just amazing how close we're getting, folks. But again, you got the plans, but you got a position problem. As we know, there's the issue of the Muslim Dome of the Rock, sitting right where many believe that the previous temple was, and hence the new proposed temple needs to be. So what are you going to do? Well, there's a kind of a side issue. There's a couple different camps that say, well, that's not really where the temple was. There's two different theories. Some say to the north, some say to the south. If the Jewish people were to follow either one of those theories, then you don't have a position issue. I don't really buy into it personally, and many rabbis don't buy into it either. They say, no, it's exactly where the Dome of the Rock is, and that's exactly where it needs to be built. So, okay, now what are you going to do? I've got the plans ready to go. Got this cool 3D animation that you can take a tour. We can't build it. Well, a couple of different things could happen. You know, open the program with the Gog and Magog prophecy. hey, a stray missile from all that fighting would fix that in a hurry, wouldn't it? Okay, and then it doesn't become a problem anymore. You know, and how can you blame that? That was an unfortunate thing that happened during that altercation. Some would say maybe God at the right time is going to cause a supernatural earthquake and change some things real quick. And either way, but you could see that, folks, you can have a leveled landscape very quickly, a couple different reasons, even with the Dome of the Rock, and, hey, they're ready to go. In fact, most people think that this is going to be part of the tool, part of the bait that the Antichrist uses with the Jewish people to start the seven-year tribulation, that he knows they want a temple desperately. Okay, and so maybe that's a little cheese. He said, okay, I tell you what, if you do what I say, if you make this agreement with me, I'm going to do what nobody else can do. I'm going to allow you guys to make your temple. So, folks, that's how close we're going. They got the plans. It's very plausible. Just we could get a news broadcast tomorrow, and if somebody wanted to do something unfortunate, then they have a cleared landscape, and it can happen because of all the fighting that's going on over there. But not only that, folks, the next way that we know that they're building the temple, they know they got the plans ready to go. Position issue could be fixed very quickly, but they already got the priest trained for the temple. In fact, they recently finished construction for the training center for the priest. They've been training for a while now, as far as I understand, but they also built a training center, and they're very excited about it. In fact, let me read to you the actual news report. And on our new studies, we're not just quoting articles. Folks, this is extremely video-driven, way much more even than the previous time. And we try to provide you as much actual news reports and so you can see these things with your own eyes, not just hear them. But a lot of these things with this topic on the Jewish people, this is from the Roots television over there in Israel. This is what they're reporting over here. There, unfortunately, doesn't seem to make it over here in America for some reason. But anyway, so here's what the guy says. He says, today is really a historical event for the Jewish people. It's the beginning of the work of the Third Temple. He said, here we are building a field school for the Kohanim, okay, the Levites, the priests, in order to teach them the work that they have to do in Jerusalem when the temple will be rebuilt. Today we're drilling the holes for the libations, the water and wine libations in the altar. They will learn exactly what they will have to do when the time comes and the temple is rebuilt in Jerusalem. They'll know exactly how to perform the service. And listen to this. Guy's totally excited when he's given this report. And again, you can see it with your own eyes on the study. He says, we've been waiting for the last 2,000 years for the rebuilding of the Third Temple, and here it is for the first time. We're actually taking concrete measures in order to fulfill the dream and start the process of the Third Temple. Folks, I'm telling you, they're getting ready. It's a lot closer than you think. And remember the context of this. This is the temple that the Antichrist is going to go up into and declare himself to be God. This is not 100 years down the road, folks. They are ready to go right now as you're listening to this broadcast. Okay? Okay, so they got the plans ready to go. The position issue could be fixed, you know, pretty quickly, a couple different scenarios. They're training the priests right now. But wait a second. When Israel was scattered after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD by the previous temple in 70 AD by the Romans, they were scattered. So wait a second. The Bible's very explicit, and the Jewish people are following it to a T. The only people who can serve in the temple are of the priestly line. But you got a problem. You've been scattered all over the earth since 70 AD. You come back to the land, that's great. But how do you know, you know, you don't have computer records back then? How do you know that who's who of what tribe, and so therefore who's a priest and who can serve in the temple or not? What are you going to do? Well, believe it or not, this is wild. We came across this. Thanks once again to modern technology, we can not only get a flyby tour inside of the new temple that's getting ready to be rebuilt, but thanks to modern technology, they actually recently discovered what's called the Cohen or the priestly gene, thanks to DNA technology. It's like everything's coming together and God's putting it all together. In fact, it's a guy, his name was, and we denote this, and we share this, a guy named Dr. Carl Skorecki, and he put this to the test. He says, wait a second, you know, with, you know, being in this field, he's gone, if the Kohanim, or the priest, the Jewish priest, are descendants of one man, which eventually would be from Aaron, the line of Aaron, the original high priest, then he says they should have a common set of genetic markers. So he put it to the test. He took 188 Jewish males from around the world, and they gave him, extracted some DNA cheek samples for study. And so here's what he found. There's a particular array of six chromosomal markers in actual Cohens or priests that have that's why they call it the Cohen gene. Okay, it's become the standard genetic signature of the Jewish priestly family. Okay, in fact, what's interesting is date calculations based on the variations among the Cohenim today yield a time frame of 106 generations from the ancestral founder of that line, about 3,300 years. And so you do the math and you study your Bible, and all of a sudden, well, gee whiz, with all the DNA evidence, that's about the exact time of the Exodus from Egypt, which is, of course, the lifetime of Aaron, the original high priest. They know beyond a shadow of a doubt, thanks to modern technology, modern genetic technology, DNA technology, who is of the priest. For the first time, they can know for sure who is ready and who can be a priest and fulfill the services in this temple. Folks, it's that close. I mean, all this is coming together. You couldn't have done that a few years ago, but you can do it now. I don't think that's by chance. Things are heating up. Okay. But again, they not only have the plans ready to go, the position issue could be fixed pretty quick, a couple different scenarios. They're not only training the priest, they've not only discovered emphatically who is a priest, but they're getting ready to build all kinds of articles. In fact, again, we share lots of news reports because they're excited about it over here, over there. We just don't hear about it much over here. They're making all kinds of announcements. We've got this done. This piece is done. And one of the big things that got done is the stone altar that where they're going to be making the sacrifice. A big, huge announcement. We share that again on the study. They got the stone altar ready to go. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We also document, and this is another news broadcast, they started the Passover sacrifices again, the animal sacrifices. Okay, in fact, let me read to you the report. We actually share the video report on the study. But it says this, the guy, he pops up and he says, hey, we see the crowds, you see them here today, hundreds and hundreds of people from all over who came to see this event. This is the basic command of the Torah for every Jew on Passover, on how we need to bring our Passover offering. And it shows them they were slaughtering a lamb there. And he says, the very fact that we are here, we are saying to God, here we are. We are ready. It's in our hands. We are ready to worship you as a free people. We hope to do it in the next few years in the way it should be done in a temple. Folks, for the first time in nearly 2,000 years, the Jewish people have once again reconstructed the actual stone altar that will actually be used in the coming temple. And once again, they're starting to make the Passover animal sacrifices associated with the temple. It's happening right now, okay? And again, you got to keep it in context. You see all this preparation for this temple, for the sacrifices, for the priesthood, for the training of priests, the animal sacrifices, building the implements. This is the temple that the Antichrist is going to go up into. This is absolutely amazing. But that's just a few of the items, folks. They've been working behind the scenes for quite some time now to do all kinds of articles that they've already gotten built. One of them, of course, they built a while back was the Golden Menorah. It's a giant lampstand, if you're not familiar with the scripture. And of course, they spent some serious cash on that thing. Estimates are that thing cost, it's made of 24-karat gold, and it's huge. Its estimated value, just that one article that they built, the Golden Menorah, about $3 million, folks. This tells you this isn't some fly-by-night thing. This isn't just, you know, well, it's a little phase they're going through, and they're spending some serious money. They are deadly serious about building this temple, okay? But that's the tip of the iceberg. Again, we document this. You can see the actual photographs. They've built the golden flasks needed for water libation, all set, ready to go. They've built the silver shovel for removing the ashes from the altar, the gold and silver-plated ram's horns that they're going to be blowing in the holy temple, the silver trumpets that they're going to use to announce the temple services and the festivals. Tons of musical instruments to be used for the music in the temple services are ready to go. The lots, the golden wooden lots used to determine which sacrifice is going to be used. The golden altar of incense, that's another big piece. That's in gold. It's just huge cash on that thing. The actual knives to be used to slaughter and prepare the sacrifices to be offered at the temple are done, ready to go. The table of showbread, the laver, the incense chalice, measuring cups, vessels for meal offerings, all that stuff. The frankincense, the different oils that they're going to need it. They've even got the garments for the priests all ready to go. They're doing everything by hand exactly according to the Old Testament standards. They've got the high priest garments ready to go. In fact, we share this actual announcement. They were very excited about this. Two rabbis came up and made this announcement. They just recently finished the golden crown needed for the high priest in service to the temple. And they basically said something, one of the rabbis makes the comment, says, yep, we we're just waiting for the right time to pop it on the high priest's head, and we're ready to go. I mean, folks, they are all excited about it because they've got just about everything ready to go. But for years, there's been an interesting dilemma. And the dilemma is over the issue of what's called the red heifer. And the book of Numbers talks about the red heifer, Numbers chapter 19, if you want to check it out. And the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, because they'd burn it up and use it, but the ashes of a red heifer are needed to perform, as weird as it might sound to you and I, but it's needed to perform the necessary purification and cleansing rituals that are part of the service of the temple. Okay, but the problem was, since the temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, pure red heifers no longer exist. So, and you might think, well, they'll just overlook that problem. You know, they got everything else ready to go. They got the plans ready. Their position issue could be fixed real quick. They got the priests. They got the articles. They got all the stuff ready to go. And they're not going to skip it, folks, because they are going as they should be according to the Old Testament standards that God said this is exactly how you're supposed to build it. So they can't skip it. So what are you going to do? You can have all that stuff ready to go, but there are no red heifers on the planet. What are you going to do? Well, what's interesting is several years ago, all of a sudden, they just started to mysteriously pop up on the scene. And we'll take a look at that after the break.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, we left off with the issue of the red heifer, and that's a dilemma. I mean, as weird as it might sound to you and I, the Jewish people needed the ashes from a red heifer in order to do what they need to do for the temple services, the purification rites, the cleansing rites, and things of that nature. And but there's a problem. So ever since 70 AD, when the temple was destroyed, red heifers no longer exist until now. Folks, all of a sudden, it's really wild. Several years ago, red heifers started popping back onto the scene. Okay, now, the problem, though, with the earlier ones is they had some blemishes, and the Bible is very clear. It's got to be without blemish. So they were disqualified. But the fact that they even just started to pop back on the scene should, you know, get your attention. And then, for a while, we thought, well, maybe it's not going to happen naturally. Maybe, once again, thanks to the rise of modern technology, then maybe for the first time in mankind's history, maybe we could create one artificially, a red heifer, you know, because we can clone things now and got genetic engineering, so maybe they could do that. But folks, believe it or not, God does not need the hand of man to help him out, okay? And folks, we share the actual announcement on the study. You can see it with your own eyes. A red heifer, this one did qualify. In fact, there might be more than one, is now on the scene. And they're keeping it hidden from public, and I can see why. Okay, because it's truly a miracle event, okay? Let me read to you the actual announcement. The guy says, I was listening to a show that aired today called Temple Talk. It's hosted by Yitzhak Rubin and Rabbi Richman, and they talk about the relationship between the golden calf and the mysterious red heifer, including a dramatic revelation of a new red heifer alive and well in Israel in an undisclosed location. Here is what they said. So it switches to the two rabbis, and they're discussing and sharing this announcement. And the one Rabbi Richman, he says, everyone is interested in the status of the red heifer. People speculate. People remember the excitement of when a red heifer was born. People talk about it. And the reason for that, of course, why there's such excitement when anybody mentions a red heifer is because a lot of people know that there's a Jewish tradition, it's in the Mishnah, that there were only 9 red heifers throughout the entire history of the Jewish people. The ashes of those 9 red heifers were enough to accomplish the process of cleansing for all the generations of the people of Israel. And there's a tradition that the 10th red heifer is the one associated with the rebuilding of the 3rd temple. That's the one we've been talking about. He said that's why when there's a news report about a red heifer being born, people get very, very excited. It's looked upon as, his own words, listen, it's looked upon as some sort of wake-up call or something like that. And then he says this. He says, I wanted to share with our listeners far and wide the fact that there is definitely a kosher red heifer here in Israel right now. And the other guy pipes in, he says, this is really breaking news. And I love his comment. He says, this should be on the scroll on the bottom of CNN or something. Yeah, it should be, but they're probably not going to put it there. He said, the other guy pipes in, he says, well, we're not making a lot of noise about it, and we're not taking out all sorts of ads, and we're certainly not disclosing the location. That is definitely not prudent, and I'm not going to be sharing it, he said, with the United States Assembly. Absolutely not. He says, but you should know that there is definitely, in fact, he says, I think there is more than one, but there is definitely at least one kosher red heifer here in Israel right now. So, in regards to the temple, that is not what is impeding the process at all. Now, folks, again, I mean, you think about this. What has God got to do to get our attention? And I think what's unfortunate is that's the problem. You know, the enemy does a great job of getting us sidetracked and other things, or just keeps it from us. All these reports that we share with you folks, they're going on over there in Israel. They just don't seem to make it over here in America. Gee whiz. But we provide the actual video evidence. You can see it. We're not making this up. This isn't joeschmo.com we're downloading this from. That's an actual website. This is from the actual news broadcast, the actual reports from the Temple Institute themselves, folks. They're the ones putting out these reports. We're just sharing them with you. But here's the point. If we see for the first time in 2,000 years the Jewish people, they're not just back to the land, but now they have plans ready to go for the temple. They got the priests ready to go for the temple. They got virtually all the articles ready to go for the temple. They even have what would seem to be the impossible stumbling block fix, the ashes of a red heifer ready to build the end times temple right now. Folks, the common sense, how much closer then is the 7-year tribulation, which requires the rebuilt Jewish temple for the Antichrist to go into? It's amazing, folks. It's just happening so fast. But that's not all. Another thing that we deal with, another prophecy that you know is getting close, is you're going to see the Jewish people, believe it or not, unfortunately, develop a relationship with the Antichrist. And we know that for a couple different reasons. One, we know that the Jewish people, of all people on the planet, to strike a treaty with, it's going to be with the Antichrist himself. Of course, that's the infamous Daniel 9:27 passage where it says he, the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant or treaty with the many, the Jewish people, for 1-7, i.e. for 7 years. In the middle of the seven, okay, 3.5 years into the tribulation, 7 years tribulation, he, the Antichrist, will put an end to sacrifice and offering, which again tells you where does that take place. That takes place in the temple. And on a wing of the temple, okay, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed, that is poured out to him. So that's the first unfortunate thing that the Jewish people do in the last days, is they strike up a relationship with the Antichrist. Specifically, they are going to sign a peace treaty with him. Now, folks, listen. I mean, put it in this context. Who's Israel? I mean, it's just a little bitty, tiny Israel. You can fit a whole bunch of Israels in just the state of California. Used to be 17, probably more, unfortunately, because they've given up land. But it's just a little piece of real estate on the whole planet. I mean, the Bible didn't say the Antichrist is going to make a peace treaty with Russia or China or the United States or, you know, some big country. We're talking little bitty, tiny, itty-bitty piece of real estate on the planet, Israel. That should get your attention. But exactly that, folks, where do we see on the news every night, it seems, where everybody for decades now has been trying to make a peace treaty with? Israel, exactly like the Bible prophesied would happen. And this is Daniel, again, about 2,500 years ago. And they've been trying to do it over and over again, but without success. Okay, let me give you some examples. 1967, the UN Security Council Resolution 242, that didn't work. Camp David Accords in 1978, that didn't work. The Madrid Conference in 1991, that didn't work. Israeli-Syrian talks, 1991, that didn't work. The Oslo Agreement, 1993, come on, no, that didn't work. Israel-Jordan Treaty of Peace, well, surely, no, that was 94, that didn't work either. Camp David, Part 2, 2000, no, that didn't work. The Tabba Talks in 2001, nope. Saudi Peace Plan, 2002, nope. Roadmap Peace Plans, how about that one, 2003, nope. Geneva Accord, 2003, surely that one, no, that didn't work either. Sharm el-Sheikh Summit of 2005, no, that didn't work. Franco-Italian-Spanish Middle East Peace Plan, I mean, come on, they're helping. No, that didn't work, 2006. Israel-Hamas ceasefire, 2008, no, obviously they're still firing. Direct Talks Peace Plan, 2010, that apparently wasn't direct enough. The Israeli Peace Initiative, 2011, the one they're working on now, no, it ain't working. Okay, now here's the thing, folks, the very fact that we're seeing all these people for decades now trying to make a peace treaty of all people, not Russia, not China, but Israel, that should seriously get our attention. But here's the point, even though all those previous treaties, they're attempting over and over and over, year after year after year after year, and it's escalating. They're trying to make a treaty, but listen, folks, one of them is going to work, and we don't know. Maybe it's one right now as you're listening to this broadcast that's being hashed out right now behind the scenes. We don't know, but one of them we do know is going to be with the Antichrist himself, and unlike all the other failed ones that I just read for you, he alone is going to pull it off. Okay, but it's not going to lead to peace in the Middle East. It's going to lead to your worst nightmare, the 7-year tribulation.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America's527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Pastor Crone, this is the last segment, so pick the story up.
Well, you know, Dr. Monteith, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The Bible also says that the Jewish people are not only going to be signing a treaty with the Antichrist himself, unfortunately, they're going to place their hope in him. He's going to be a sort of a false Messiah. And that kind of goes in line with signing this treaty. They're like, okay, this guy can do it. He can pull it off. All these other failed attempts, this guy's going to do it. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 11, the reason why is because the Jewish people are under a temporary blindness. It's not permanent, it's temporary. So they don't see his true identity. The true identity comes out halfway into the seven-year tribulation when he goes into that temple and says, okay, now worship me. And they go, uh-oh, and they realize the mistake they made. But that's the point. Okay, so if they're going to place their hopes in this false Messiah, i.e. the Antichrist, and sign this peace treaty with him, are the Jewish people even in a mindset that, quote-unquote, their Messiah, their Savior, is on the scene, ready to be accepted and sign a treaty with? Yes, they are. And I'm going to read to you some actual quotes that we share from the rabbis that's going on there. And let me share that with you. One guy says this: the most important event in the Messianic era will be the rebuilding of the Holy Temple. It is the act of building the temple that will establish the identity of the Messiah beyond all shadow of a doubt. The Messiah will be a king over Israel, and and a king can only be crowned by the Sanhedrin. Remember, folks, the Sanhedrin just popped back into existence after being gone for 1,600 years. The reason they say he will come to Jerusalem first is to be recognized by the Sanhedrin. Another rabbi, Beryl Lazar, believes that the earth will soon see the coming of the Messiah to judge all mankind. We know that he is very near at hand. The Messiah may well have been born already. The world today is in a state described by our sages as the heavenly Mashiach, that is labor that precedes the coming of a Messiah. We are on the verge, living on the verge of history. It can be felt everywhere. And I'll just read one more. Rabbi Kaduri, he called upon the worldwide Jewry to return to Israel due to natural disasters which threaten to strike the world, he says. In the future, he says, the Holy One, blessed be he, will bring about great disasters in the countries of the world to sweeten the judgments of the land of Israel. I am ordering the publication of this declaration as a warning so that the Jews in the countries of the world will be aware of the impending danger and will come to the land of Israel for the building of the temple and the revelation of our righteous Mashiach or Messiah. The Messiah, he says, Mashiach or Messiah, is already in Israel. So, folks, their hearts are ripe, big time. They're ready to receive, unfortunately, a false Messiah. Okay? But that's not all. What's unfortunate about the relationship with the Messiah, again, halfway into the seven-year tribulation, he's going to go up into that temple and say, well, now, worship me. I am God. Okay? And, of course, the Jewish people aren't going to go along with that because they know the Old Testament. There is only one God, period. And the Antichrist is not him. Okay? And the Bible says, unfortunately, it's a wake-up call. That's the good news. They realize the giant mistake they made. But the price they pay is, the Bible says, the Antichrist is going to hunt them down. And it's going to slaughter two-thirds of the Jewish people. That's mentioned in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verses 8 through 9, says this: in the whole land, declares the Lord, two-thirds will be struck down and perish, yet one-third will be left in it. This third I will bring into the fire. I'll refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God. And so we see, again, some good news and some bad news. The good news is, again, eventually the Jewish people are going to lose their spiritual blindness and get right with God. But the bad news is two-thirds of them are going to be struck down, which means, folks, if this were to happen right now, again, the current population of Israel is just under 8 million. That means the Antichrist, if it were to happen, take place right now, folks, this slaughter of the Jewish people is going to be around 5 million people, okay, slaughtered. And again, the context is a much shorter time frame than what Hitler did with slaughtering 6 million. Okay, I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen like a flood. If you want to see that, you can just reference Revelation chapter 12 in Matthew 24. Okay, it's going to be a horrible time, and it's going to literally hunt them down like a flood and try to destroy them. But again, God sovereignly protects one third, even with his angel, the archangel Michael, and that's Revelation chapter 12. Okay, but you're thinking like this, you know, eventually you go, okay, wow, are you serious? The Antichrist is going to annihilate 5 million Jewish people if that were to happen today? There's no way. There's no way. I mean, we've learned our lesson from World War II and all the evil atrocities of Hitler, and no, we haven't. Folks, the rise, and I quote researchers, they're saying the anti-Semitism, the hatred towards the Jewish people, and I quote, is as bad as it was in the 30s. You know, right before Hitler came and did what he did. They said it's that bad again. It's happening. There's just no way. I mean, how can people forget, even in the same generation, what Hitler did and the horrible Holocaust and all that stuff? Well, folks, here's the problem. We have a whole new generation who don't even know who Hitler is. And we clearly document this. You can see the actual interviews of college students on universities right now here in America who do not even know who he is. I'm not making it out. Ray Comfort, evangelist, he went out and he made this video. It's called 180, and you can check it out yourself. And he asked the university students on campus. It literally sickens your stomach. We had to share this. And he asked them a scenario. He said, it's 1943. A German officer has a gun pointed at you. He wants you to get into a bulldozer and drive it forward. In front of the bulldozer is a pit, which there are 300 Jews who have just been shot. But some of them are still alive, and he wants you to bury them alive. If you don't do what he says, he's going to kill you and do it himself. But if you do what he says, he'll let you live. Would you drive it forward? And I quote him, he says, I was surprised that so many said that they could bury another person alive. He said, I felt sickened. And folks, we share actual interviews. Like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, that these people actually, to preserve their own life, oh, yeah, absolutely, I'd drive it forward. I mean, they're very nonchalant about it. Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, I'd bury them alive. Who cares? And before that, we share on the same interview, he goes around and he interviews the college students. And, folks, we're not making this up. This is how bad it is. He just simply asks them, not even that hypothetical scenario, would you bury Jewish people alive for the sake of just your own life? He asked them, do you know who Adolf Hitler is? And repeatedly, the universities in America right now, the students right now, the generation growing up now who is going to be taking positions of leadership, hello, they said no. I mean, one guy, he's like, and he wasn't joking, he was like, isn't that some sort of like actor or singer or something like that? Are you kidding me? And then he went around and he even took pictures. The classic pictures, the black and white ones with Adolf Hitler and his mustache, and said, do you know who this guy is? No. It's like, you got to be kidding me. But folks, the rise of anti-Semitism is happening. This passage is going to be fulfilled. The Antichrist is going to have plenty of help when he goes after the Jewish people, unfortunately.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, our dad packed our Sunburg, wrapping up the week. Basically, the temple cannot be rebuilt until, of course, the Dome of the Rock comes down. Now, how could that possibly come about? Well, I've actually seen interviews with the rabbis over there saying, we don't know what's going to happen, but God is going to cause this to come about so we can rebuild our temple. Everything is in place. And, of course, I think we're moving towards a war over there. And when you understand that everything is following God's prophetic plan, then things begin to make sense. If you look at things logically, they don't. And we're just going to have to wait and see how things unfold. But knowing the prophecies, this is why Pastor Crone's lectures are so important. Knowing the prophecies, you'll be able to understand history as it unfolds. We're living in a truly exciting time. Now, we have a number of talks we've given going into this spiritual battle that's taking place today. Because, of course, there are certainly dark spiritual forces working within the United States. They're not imaginary, they're real. Our talk on the forbidden secret, our talk on the dark secret, are important. You need to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will introduce you to a whole different concept of the world. We have two recent DVDs. One of them is titled The Dangerous Deception. It's my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And what did he find? Why they're financing communism and Marxism and socialism throughout the world. Why in heaven's name would these great tax-exempt foundations have been financing a subversive movement? Because every one of the people who were in key positions, Henry Ford, certainly Andrew Carnegie, members of the Rockefeller and Rothschild family, were involved in the occult. And this is the reason, certainly, communism and socialism are certainly ideas that come from the other side. They have nothing to do with freedom. Their goal is to destroy freedom. And that is the force behind what's going on today. And, of course, that is what is happening in America. As step by step, we are moving towards a total government control over our lives. In fact, of course, our current president, President Obama, is a disciple of Saul Alinsky. If you read his book, Rules for Radicals, and you open the thing up in the very beginning, it talks about, of course, how they're working towards the goal, and then they talk about certainly we should never forget the first radical, Lucifer. And it goes on to talk about how wonderful Lucifer is. And, of course, that book is written by Saul Alinsky, who is, of course, President Obama's mentor. We're in real trouble today, ladies and gentlemen. We have all sorts of Luciferian organizations out there. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8977. We hope that you'll find the material. We'll depart at the same time in the Lord.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense,